says in verse 28, then you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and I do nothing of my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things which are pleasing to Him. As He spoke these things, verse 30, as He spoke these things, many came to believe in Him. Just like you did at one time in your life or another. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ in the house today, there was a time you heard the word. A preacher was preaching, and you heard a thing, or you were reading the Bible, the word of God came to you, and you believed. Jesus spoke to you. So the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that in times past, God used to speak to us, but we were prophets, true prophets, but in this time, He has not spoken to us, spoken to us through His Son. Who is the express image of His glory? Jesus Christ, once and for all, is the voice of God for us now. So whatever it is you've got your faith for, or faith enough for, you've heard Jesus. You've heard Jesus. So never believe in Him. Verse 31, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in Him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I'm going to stop there in this passage. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'm going to pick up one or two ideas from this two statements here. Before doing that, let me just remind us that the whole point, and this is part of the submission that I have to you today, the whole point of preaching and of teaching the Word, of knowing the Word, is to change
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
things are all right for me. We need to be real disciples. And the way to do so is to be frequent with the Word of God, with the Word of Jesus. And furthermore, to hold fast to it and be determined to live life by it, no matter how challenging it is. I must fight it in myself through the power of the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through meditation, through fasting, through someone else. I find it to live life the way it is to live life. Because guess what? It is God who is at work in me, both to will and to do of His own pleasure. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise because you are with us. You are with us. We are not alone. You are with us. Thank you so much. We give you praise, O God. Father, this morning we praise you, we worship you, we commit ourselves to you. We say, Lord, do with us as you wish.